gotta flip the patties. Gotta flip the patties. The grease is seeping, the patties are leaking. All of the customers are glancing and creeping, stealing real ketchup packets and hiding them away, saving that Heinz for Judgment Day. The kids want water, yeah, what's up? Then some real thugs put soda in the cups, in their water cups. They started pouring Sprite. I can see the bubbles in that cup, baby, take a hike.
It's a bomb, so flick your bip. I'm flipping these patties with my dip. I'm the bomb. My dick is enormous. I wear a ripped condom, fluorescent orange. When I'm with girls, I lay them on the top.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everybody, I'm RBCP and you're listening to The Snowplow Show for December 11th, 2016. And today's show is sponsored by Andy. Thank you, Andy, for being a sponsor of the show. Today, I don't have any news stories or updates or anything really that I need to talk about at all. So I guess I could use this time to beg you all to support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Supporting the show is supposed to make more shows happen, but I don't seem to be doing too well at that lately. So let's just say that you're keeping the show going at least. It's been kind of a rough month over here at the Situation Room. I probably wouldn't still be doing this if it wasn't for you guys. So thanks everyone for supporting the show and keeping it going at least, and you know, helping out with the legal fees and stuff that I'm starting to have to deal with. But in theory, your support of the show will help more shows happen eventually. You also get access to the Hobosodes. The Hobosodes are kind of miniature versions of the Snowplow Show, which I try to do at least once a week, but it's been a little sketchy this past month because of things mostly. There was one just a few days ago, though, so if you're not a supporter, you may have missed the most recent Hobosode, which I was pretty amused with. I called a guy that's been living in a hotel room and tried to get him to pay property taxes, and he just wasn't really having it. So if you're a supporter of the show, go to phonelosers.org/hobosodes or check your podcast feed and listen to the latest one. So today we're going to do some Amazon drone delivery calls. I don't know exactly what that means. All I know is I'm going to try and incorporate Amazon drone delivery into every single one of my phone calls. And once again, I'm going to be calling a bunch of homeowners in a certain neighborhood. This is a list that Eric sent me. Apparently this is his neighborhood. Thank you, Eric, for this huge list. It looks like I still have, I don't know, 15 pages of this list left. And I may have stolen this drone delivery idea from someone, like possibly Sloth, or maybe Dwight or JagTV. I can't really remember. I think me and JagTV and Dwight were doing calls like this a few years ago, telling people that we accidentally landed their drones on their roofs. And I seem to remember Sloth doing some of these calls, and I don't remember if I came up with this or someone else did, but the idea of flying robots bringing you your Amazon packages, that's kind of hilarious, right? I mean, I know it's going to be a reality eventually. You guys know that, right? Like Amazon and Domino's, they're all really pushing the FAA and trying to get the technology all ready so they can start doing delivery by drone. You know, when you order a pizza, it's going to show up on a flying machine at your front door. It's going to be amazing. And they've been testing this out in select areas, and they're saying it's coming any day now, but it's definitely not here yet. But we're not going to let that stop us from making phone calls claiming that it is here and it's happening today. So let's do some Amazon drone delivery calls.
Hello,
Harold?
Speaking.
Hi, this is David from Amazon. I just wanted to let you know that your order's on the way today. It's going to be arriving by delivery drone.
By delivery drone? You're kidding me.
Yeah, no, it's a flying contraption. You just need to open up all your upstairs windows.
Why?
So it can come in and, you know, with your package and just drop it off and leave.
I'd rather it didn't do that. Could it just drop it off on the porch?
Oh, no. No, we can't do that. It's federal regulations. The post office owns the porch. So we just need you to leave all your upstairs windows open, and it'll just pick the closest one. Probably the ones on the south side of the house are the best.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, there's screens in those windows, and they're not easy to open.
Oh, you're going to have to take those out. Get rid of those screens.
No, I'm not going to take them out. How about if I open the front door?
Oh, no, it won't go indoors. Doors are regulated. But
okay,
we can't
do that through the window. I'm not going to let that come through a window.
Okay, well, we can land it on the roof. Can you get on the roof?
No, sir. We're up three stories.
Yeah.
No, and we've got screens on all the windows, and to take a screen out is like totally...
Well, just take a knife and just cut through the screen. Just cut a big hole in the screen, like a window-sized hole.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, we got to let the drone get in somehow.
Yeah, well, you're not going to let it get in here.
Well, it's just going to... If you don't open the windows, it's just going to crash through the window like a bird, because it's going to think the windows are open.
Oh, you have to be kidding me.
No, you only have to do this once. We got to program which window it's going to go in. It's just going to pick the best one on your house.
I can't do it. I can't do it because I can't open the screen.
Well, you must not want your package.
I can't. What's that?
You must not want your package then, because that's the only way to get your package.
Okay, well, then I don't want it then. I'm not going to accept it like that. Now, I'm willing to open the door, and it can come in through the front door.
Can you put something like weird?
I've never experienced this before, Dave. I'm sorry. I'm not going to cut a screen. Are you kidding me?
Well, we just can't fly that low, like all the way down there by the door. You got to be on the top.
No. The door is on the second floor.
Oh, is it? Can your house?
Our house is on piers.
Oh,
it's
I see.
It's up in the air. Our house is up in the air.
Well, can you disguise your door as a window so it thinks it's a window? It's not allowed to touch doors because of government regulations.
Well,
like just take a big piece of cardboard and draw like a wall, like a Wile E. Coyote type thing, but then have a window up on top that it can fly into. We just need to deliver this package. It doesn't have to be this complicated, you know?
No, it doesn't have to be. So just hold off on the package and just deliver it any other way.
You're just making
it
deliver extra,
the normal way.
This is the normal way. This is the new normal. We're doing drone deliveries now.
Well, I think we're going to have to opt out of that then.
Well, no, there's no opting out. You just open your windows like a normal person. No one else has a problem with this.
Well, we have a problem with it.
Why? Just because you're too lazy to take out your screens?
Oh, get out of here. I'm going to hang up on you.
I'm just saying. What's the big deal? Just open the window. Take the screen out. It takes 2 seconds.
You can't take the screen out. It's as simple as that, Dave.
Well, those
screen does not come out.
Those are really lame screens then. Well, you get some new screens that come out.
Well, like, okay. You want to pay for that? I'll be happy to do it.
No, I'm not paying for shit on your house. Come on. Harold, hello? Ooh. Man, as soon as I said the S word, he was out of there. And I did not expect him to actually have an Amazon package on the way. I swear, FBI, if you're listening, I am not hacking into Amazon's customer database to get this information. It was just a lucky guess, that's all. But I guess it kind of makes sense. You know, it's Christmas time. A lot of people are getting packages. A lot of them are Amazon. So let's try another one, see what happens.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Rest in peace, Carol.
Hello.
Hello, Darlene.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dave from Amazon, and I just needed to let you know that we've got a package coming to your house today.
I didn't order anything from Amazon.
Oh, well, it's on its way. Maybe someone sent it to you. I don't know. I'm just letting you know that it's on its way. It's going to be delivered by drone.
By drone?
Yeah, like a flying helicopter type thing. It's going to have your package on it.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right?
Where is it coming from?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the attitude's about, ma'am. I'm just trying to let you know that your package
I'm afraid it's a prank call.
Well, no, I wouldn't make a prank call. I'm calling from Amazon. It should show on your caller ID.
No, it said unknown.
Ah, fucking corporate phone systems, am I right? Anyway, I need to let you know about some things about your package.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like you're just going to give me an attitude no matter what I say, so...
No, I'm not. I'm just...
Why bother?
Well, it's totally up to you.
It's up to me if I want to get, just ridiculed for everything I say by some lady on the phone. Oh, she hung up. Apparently it wasn't up to me. It was up to her.
Hello?
Hello, Dennis?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve from Amazon. I just needed to let you know that we have a package arriving today at your house. And Sorry?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's on the way. It's going to be delivered by drone, though. It's going to be a flying package delivery.
Oh, really?
Yes. And have you been instructed yet on how to signal the drone to come to your house?
No clue.
Okay, it's pretty easy. They work on microwaves. So basically, you need to go over to your microwave and just put it on high power and leave it running for about 5 hours. Just leave it running for the next 5 hours, and the drone will know which place to come to. And you can turn it off if it arrives before 5 hours, of course.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so
I appreciate it.
If you go ahead and walk over to your microwave, I'll show you how to program it.
We'll get that isn't going to happen.
We'll get that thing running. What do you mean it's not going to happen? That's the only way to get the drone to your house.
Well, then it's going to have a tough time. I'm not going to do that.
Well, if you don't do this and someone else in your neighborhood has their microwave on, it's going to go to their house.
Well, that's just the way it goes, isn't it?
Well, you're not going to get your package. You're going to miss out on getting your package.
I understand, but that sounds preposterous, so thanks. Goodbye.
What part is preposterous about this? I guess old people, they're just not willing to embrace new technologies. I don't see what the big deal is. Just turn on your microwave. What's the problem? It seems to be easy to convince people that they have deliveries, though. Until we get into the details on how to make it happen, then it all falls apart.
Hello?
Hello, Mark?
Yes?
Hi, it's Steve from Amazon. I just needed to let you know there's a package on the way to your house today.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
A package delivery. It's a package coming from Amazon, the new post office.
Okay.
And it's coming by drone. Like, it's going to be flying in on one of those little helicopter things.
Uh-huh.
And what's so funny about that?
What? I just can't picture this.
Oh, no, it's pretty standard now. We've just started that this year. But for December, the deliveries are all coming in through the chimney. Do you have an open chimney, or do you have one of those things on top of it? Oh, he was so amused at first. I can't believe he just hung up on me.
Hello?
Hello, Catherine?
No.
Joan?
Yes?
Oh, hey. This is Dave from Amazon. I just needed to let you know that there's a delivery on the way.
From Amazon?
Yes. Yes, it's going to be on the way. It's going to be there today, and it's going to arrive by a delivery drone. It's going to come, you know, from the air, from the sky. In a helicopter. You're going to get a delivery today from Amazon, and it's going to arrive in a small helicopter thing.
Let me let you talk to my daughter. I don't believe that.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Catherine?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dave from Amazon. I just needed to let you guys know that there's a package on the way today. And it'll be arriving before 5 p.m. today.
All right.
And it's going to arrive via a delivery drone, one of those helicopter-looking things with the package.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we just need you to open up all of your upstairs windows so it can fly in and drop it off.
Oh. We can't do that.
No, just tell
us. We can't open up all our windows.
Well, just most of them then. It's got to find an open window so it can come in the house and bring in your package.
Oh.
Yeah, it does. That's how it works. That's how this.
No. Our house isn't set up that way. We can't open our windows.
What? Why can't you open the windows? Did you board them all up or something?
No, we didn't board them up, but they've swollen shut.
Oh.
Because of the moisture.
Well, just use a hammer. If you have a hammer, can you just knock out all the glass? A scam? How would it be a scam? We're sending you a package.
Okay. But we can't open our windows. So I didn't know what to do.
Do you have a hammer? Could you just knock out all the glass in one of the windows?
No, we can't knock out the glass in the window.
Well, you know,
no.
But it's got to be able to get in. Like how?
It's a joke. I'm sorry. We'd like to cooperate, but we can't do that.
Okay. Well, how about your chimney? Does your chimney have a cover on it, or can it just come through the chimney?
Yes, it has a cover on it.
Oh, and you don't have a fireplace?
We do have a fireplace, but it can't come down the chimney.
How about?
It has a cover.
How about the garage? Can you open the garage?
Yeah. Or wait. What will it?
Oh, it'll just.
What will it do once it comes in the garage?
It's.
It's
it'll probably just look around, make sure it's indoors, and it'll set your package down on the nearest table, and it'll go through this whole spiel. It'll say thank you, and it'll sing this Christmas song. It's just doing it. Oh my God, Joan just never shuts up, does she?
Well. I know that you're trying to do the delivery of it with the drones.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine why you can't have it set down on the front porch.
Oh, that's the post office's territory. They own the rights to your front porch. The post office does. What about on the roof? Can you guys get on the roof?
No, we can't get on the roof.
Well, you just step out on a window. You know, just step out a window up on top. One of the dormers.
No. I don't know who you are.
It's fine. Just
I don't believe you.
No. Well, that's weird that you wouldn't believe a call from Amazon. But anyway, just tie a rope around Joan's waist and just have her go out on the roof and pick it up. You know?
Do you know she's 85 years old? I'm not going to have her do that.
Well, she could probably use a little bit of. She could use a little bit of exercise.
I don't.
Oh my gosh, what a controlling daughter! I don't know about you guys, but I mean, I think a 85-year-old woman can do anything she sets her mind to. I mean, it's not like she's climbing Mount Everest or anything. She's just going out on the roof to get a package. What's the big deal? Oh my gosh, I feel like I should call some sort of a, you know, I feel like I should report that daughter for being abusive to the elderly. Like, oh, you can't do that because you're old. Anyway, let's try this next one.
Hello?
Hello, Jim?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy from Amazon.
Yes.
We have kind of a problem. We were trying to deliver a package there in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And we were using one of those delivery drones that flies around through the air and brings the packages to someone's porch.
Okay.
And it looks like the delivery drone, it mistook your house for William's house down the street. So it's in your house right now. It's trying to deliver the package, and apparently it can't get out. Like, according to our computer here with the GPS and all that, it's in the upstairs bedroom.
Well, we don't have an upstairs bedroom.
Well, I mean upstairs as in, you know, not the basement. Can you just check and see if there's a robot hovering inside your bedroom real quick?
We haven't had any doors opening.
Yeah, but it's got like a robot arm with lockpicks and hands and stuff. It can open up windows and doors and stuff. And it just lets itself into the homes and sets the packages in there on the table. But it got inside your home, and I guess it couldn't get back out. I'm so sorry about this. This is such an inconvenience.
Is this call for real?
Of course. Why wouldn't it be real?
Well, because I've never heard that Amazon had a drone that could get inside a building.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what they do. Like, how else would we deliver packages? We can't just leave them on the porch. The porch belongs to the post office.
All right, now where do you say this thing is supposed to be?
It says it's in the bedroom. It says it's looking around. I'm looking through the camera right now, and it's in the bedroom. I see a dresser and a bed.
What color is the room?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell with the lighting, because the light's not on in there, it doesn't look like.
Well, there's nothing flying around inside our home.
Oh. In the closet, maybe? Or is there other rooms, maybe, that could look like a bedroom? I think the feed I'm looking at might be slightly delayed, so it may have moved by now. Did you check under the bed?
Under a bed?
Yeah, under the bed in the bedroom. Like, because, you know, sometimes they get under there and hide and stuff, drop off the package.
No. Is there a number I can call you back at?
Yeah, it's on your caller ID. Did you check under the bed, though?
Yeah, but the caller ID said caller unknown. So there was no number, there was no identification.
Oh, that's weird. It should show the Amazon number. It's 1-800-AMAZON. It's one of those new numbers. But anyway, did you check, like, the bathrooms, the closets? Like, it may have gotten itself just, just all twisted around. And are you looking around at all?
Yep, I'm going in and turning on.
Make sure you look at the ceiling, too. Don't just look at the bottom parts. You got to look up, because it's a sneaky robot. Oh, wait, you know what? I just looked at something. I just looked at the altitude readings on this robot, and it actually says 32,000 feet. So it's above your house, but it's way up there. I thought
32,000 feet.
Yeah, it's this thing must be broken. I'm so sorry. I think it was in your house, but it flew out and then it just went straight up, like in that movie Flight of the Navigator.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm so sorry. I thought the drone was in your house, but thank you so much for looking around your house and checking under the bed and opening up all the doors and looking in closets.
And this thing is supposed to have be delivering something?
Yeah, but it's supposed to deliver it to William down the street. Or, I mean, he's over on Pelican Drive.
Okay. Well, that's a ways away.
Yeah, yeah, it's all mixed up, I think. We'll get it back as long as it doesn't hit the space station or anything like that.
Okay, well it's if it's up 32,000 feet, that's way up there.
Yeah, were you using your microwave by chance?
No.
Okay, cuz that's how it finds houses. You have to turn on your microwave on high power and just leave it running all day. That's how it knows which house to deliver.
This sounds like a hoax call to me.
Oh, no, it's not a hoax. It's just if you were, like, making popcorn or something earlier, it may have just mistook. It may be your fault is what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, it's not here, and I'm glad you found it.
Okay. Well, we haven't found it yet. It's way slowly descending. It may land on your roof.
Okay.
I hope it doesn't run out of gas. I'm sorry, what?
Okay. Well, when we if we see it or hear it, I'll give you a call back at 1-800-AMAZON.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Enjoy your Sunday. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I like how that guy decided that I was a hoax call after he looked under the bed and in the closets and everywhere else. That was pretty great. I've just got a few more numbers to call here on this page. I think I'm just going to quit after this one page. I've been up to this, like, for almost an hour already. I'm sure it's not that long on the show, but a few of them didn't work out. Some of them aren't answering.
Still here.
Hello, William. This is Steve from Amazon.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I just needed to let you know we're having a problem with the delivery drone in your area. It's flying around trying to deliver a package to your neighbors, and it looks like it's landed on your roof. Have you noticed the drone out there on your roof yet?
Nope.
Have you checked?
Not here.
Have you gone out there and looked?
Nope. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Amazon delivering the food drones, or is this a phone call? It's a phone. Yeah. We'll check it for later. Thank you.
Your what? What did he say? Did he say he would take it for me or something? I couldn't understand what he just said. But I think I heard them mumbling about something about the phone number, and they've probably been warned. You know, I've been calling this place for over a week now, I think, this neighborhood, and I'm betting the Homeowners Association has been talking to people.
Hello?
Hello, Ruth?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Steve from Amazon. We've got a package that it's coming to your neighborhood today. And it looks like the delivery drone, it got all mixed up and it ended up in your house.
A delivery drone?
Yeah, they fly around. It's kind of like a miniature helicopter. That's how we do our deliveries now. And
our area?
Yeah. All over the country. We do delivery drone packages.
Son of a gun. I thought it was like Boston, you know.
Oh, no. Boston's
Dallas,
just Boston's.
So you think you've got one in my area?
Yeah, well, no, okay, it actually went into your house by accident. It came in the house.
Into my house?
Yeah, it's in there right now.
That would be very hard. It's very cold down here. It couldn't have gotten into my house.
Well, what's the temperature have to do with it? It's a robot. It doesn't care how cold it is.
Because all the doors are locked.
Well, no, it knows how to open doors and windows and stuff, so it can come in and bring in the...
Oh, it can't. This, you're full of malarkey.
Malarkey? What the hell?
That's absolutely... And I'm looking outside, and I don't see anything.
No, it's not going to
possibly.
It's definitely inside your. It's in the house. It was in a bedroom just a minute ago. I was looking on the camera, and I think I saw you walk by at some point.
But you know what? This is the best stupid call I've had all week.
Oh well, thank you.
I don't believe you, but it's rather sad. Well, if I find anything in my house, I will call Amazon. How's that?
That would be,
I clean up today.
That would be great. Could you just open up your door so it can get out, you know, like a bird?
No, I don't. I don't see that happening right this minute. And if I see something flying around, I'll call the security at the desk.
Yeah,
how's that?
Or just get
and they'll take care, and they'll take care of it for you.
If you could just get a broom. If you see it flying around, get a broom and just
no,
be like, get.
I do not see that happening, but... Hands down, you're my best phone call all week.
Aw, thank you.
So you have a great day. You gave an old lady a good laugh.
I wish I could say the same about you.
Well, there you go. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, Ruth. People are so friendly in this neighborhood. I kind of want to move to this place. I want to move in next door to Eric. Me and Eric are going to be neighbors. I'm envious of your neighborhood, Eric. I wish my neighbors were as amused by my shit as yours seem to be.
Hello, this is Bobby. Please leave a message.
Ah, okay. Bobby's not there. Last one on the list is probably not going to answer either. This is Paul and Beverly.
Hello?
Hello, Beverly?
Yes.
It's Steve from Amazon. I just needed to let you know about a delivery that's coming to your house today.
What's Amazon?
Amazon. We're the new post office.
Amazon.
Oh my...
Amazon. I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
Oh, yeah.
You just came in for a very aggravating call. I'm sorry.
Oh.
So there's something coming here from Amazon?
Yeah. I'm sorry. What was aggravating again?
Oh, I just received a very aggravating phone call that I just hung up from before you. That's why I'm in a mood. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see. Okay. No, it's no problem. What did they say?
Nothing. It wasn't nothing to do with you. It's just about something else.
I see. Okay.
Are we expecting something from Amazon? Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, my husband's expecting something because they said it's on its way. They wanted to let us know.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be
coming
there.
Coming today.
It's going to be there by 5, and it's going to arrive via a delivery drone, you know, one of those flying things with your package attached to it.
So wow, okay.
Okay, yeah, we're just going to need you to open up all of your windows so it can come in.
Are you serious? This is some kind of joke, isn't it?
No, not at all. It's just that's how it gets into the house. But since we...
No, it doesn't come into the house. Oh. There's no way! Who is this?
It does come into the house. That's how it works. Have you not read this stuff on the internet or seen it on the news?
Yeah, I have, and I never seen it go into somebody else's house.
Well,
hold on a minute.
It's just for the first delivery. It has to know which window to go in.
I don't know. I never heard of such a
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Steve from Amazon. I was just trying to let your wife know that there's a delivery on the way today. They should be there before 5 p.m.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the problem was, though.
I don't know. She said something about, you said to leave the windows open? I don't know.
Oh, leave the windows open? No, not in this weather. That's crazy talk. No, it's just, it's gonna...
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I think...
I'll look for it.
Okay, yeah, I think Beverly's losing it. It's just going to be, I don't know, was she talking about drones or something, or things flying around? Is she okay?
I don't know. I wasn't in on a conversation.
Oh, okay.
What did you tell her?
Well, no, I just told her that the delivery guy is going to arrive before 5 today. He'll be in an Amazon truck.
Okay, all right.
But she was talking about opening up all the windows. Like, he's not going to come in the windows. He'll just come to the front door like a normal person.
All right.
Oh my gosh, what's her deal?
Nothing. We just never, ever, ever got a call from Amazon.
Oh yeah, well, it's just a new thing we're doing. It's because it's Sunday delivery, and a lot of people don't expect Sunday deliveries because the stupid
and
mother.
You got to understand, there's a lot of scams going on out there.
Oh yeah, so. Of course. Yeah, it's just because of those stupid.
You didn't say open the window. That's bullshit.
All right.
Oh, you tell her she's bullshit. I don't have to take that from her.
Hey, you want to say that to me?
Well, no, she just said I'm bullshit or something. I heard that.
Okay, did say that. This can't be Amazon.
What's your name?
Steve.
Steve what?
Yeah, from Amazon. I don't have to take this kind of bullshit from you guys.
I don't know Steve from Amazon. From what is your last name? Now, so I can verify this is Amazon.
It's what? W-A-T. You tell Beverly to be quiet while the men are talking. You just, like, put your hand over the phone real quick and tell her.
You shut the hell up! All right, I'm going to call Amazon.
Well, she was just babbling on in the back. Oh, man, that family was the best. And they're actually going to call Amazon. That's going to be awesome. They're going to be like, hey, Amazon, we just got this call about a delivery drone coming to our house today. Was that really you? That should be amusing. I wish I could hear that. Anyway, I've had enough of this. I think it's time to end the show. But first, let's play a bunch of voicemails and see what you guys have to say.
Jamel! It's Roy. Jamel!
Hey, Brad, it's Mangscoose, long-time listener, second-time caller. Because the first time I called, you said my phone sounded like a hobo phone. Yeah. So I saved up all my money and bought me one.
It
so
sounds good. I'm impressed.
Does that sound better? Oh, okay.
I think
so,
you sound better than me.
I went on my TuneIn account and looked at the Phone Losers 24/7 stream, and I found out that it was broken. So you better fix it, you goddamn hobo.
Okay,
bye. Love you. Bye.
Okay, I'll add that to my list of things to do. Apparently the TuneIn isn't working, and I didn't know TuneIn had a live listening option. I thought it just kind of picked stuff out of my feed and played that stuff, but hell if I know. I haven't logged into TuneIn in, you know, years probably. Someone else this week was complaining about TuneIn, so I don't know, maybe TuneIn changed something and I have to go fix it. I'm going to write that down on a post-it and stick it on my laptop screen so I can't forget.
Hey Brad, it's Mailer Damon.
Hey Mailer Damon.
I was just traveling.
Mailer Damon and his hobo phone, everyone.
Space and time, and you are not going to believe who ends up taking over the show for you after you end up in federal prison.
Oh my gosh, who?
Corbin guy.
Holy crap.
I've said too much.
Okay. Mailer Damon, everyone, traveling through space and time, apparently. And look at this. Here's two more voicemails from Mailer Damon on the same day, I think. Delete and delete. Okay, here's the next one.
Hey, Brad. It's Redbeard.
Hey, Redbeard.
I just think I have something incredibly fucking awesome to say.
Okay.
So I was just listening to you, some really old Pizza Hut calls where y'all took over their line.
Yep.
And I was just thinking about it. And I don't know if this has ever been done or not. I don't think it has. I've never heard it done, but it needs to be done.
Oh, my God. Just get to
so
it.
So here's the idea.
Jeez.
You take any list of numbers you want. It doesn't matter where you get them from or who they are. But you call these numbers and you talk like you're some kind of sexual deviant or pervert or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, talk
like
to
normal.
These people. And tell them that you found their name, their number, was on a bathroom stall, you can make them wherever you want, next to a glory hole. How's that?
Okay.
Isn't that a great idea?
Let's do it.
So you call them and you talk nasty to them like you're trying to hook up with them or something, and tell them that you saw their name and number next to a glory hole at whatever, wherever you want to say it was at. That's fucking awesome, and that needs to be done.
All right, let's do it.
So do it.
Why don't you
do it? I demand you. That would be great. Okay, have a good day. I love you. Bye, Texas, Texas.
Bye, Texas, Texas, to you too. Yeah, maybe I should load up another page of that homeowners association directory. I'll tell them that I found their numbers next to a glory hole. I think they would totally believe it.
Mark Murphy.
You're all soon, Brad.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Prank Lives Matter.
I poke Smot. And Gigawatt Man with a 2-minute long message, probably just rambling while they're doing their show.
Man, Gigawatt Man. Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Mumbling a bunch like they always do. Alright, thanks you guys for calling in.
Hey Brad.
Hey Brad.
The producer. Got a few more production notes for you.
Alright.
First of all, that Royzer Bell sound clip that JD sent you that you weren't sure what to do with it. I think it'd be pretty cool if you played it as you were transitioning to the voicemail part of the show.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I think it'd be a pretty decent transition.
I'll do that.
Also, everybody is under the assumption that you might go to jail. Yeah. I'm actually not under that assumption. I'm actually thinking you're probably not involved in a crime, but rather...
I'll let the FBI know that you think that I'm not responsible or whatever.
You have information on a crime that you didn't willingly obtain, and so I'm fully prepared to produce your new show after you enter witness protection and rebrand the show as something entirely different. So just... don't worry about the production. I'll be there. I'll get that taken care of.
My mind is so at ease now. And, thank you so much.
One other thing is...
Damn you, Brad the producer. Was that even really Brad the producer? Or is that just another one of those Howard Stern fans calling in, causing trouble on my show?
I have something very, very awesome that I want to say. It's an idea, an apartment idea that I'm thinking of. Well, I think you'll like this.
Okay.
Say to the apartment manager that you're wanting to remove the washing machine and you need two people to lift it out as you have to have two people to lift a washing machine out. Mm-hmm. Or you could use it with the fridge. Say you're removing the fridge and you want two people to lift the fridge out. Ask if they could help you with get rid of the fridge.
The French?
Okay.
I don't have anything against the French.
Remember, my name is Miss Malone.
Oh, bye. All right, whatever. Apparently, I'm supposed to call people and ask them to help me get rid of the French. Come on, man. We're not racist on this show. I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? That's an awful thing.
Brad, I was just calling to see if you're still alive. Apparently, you guys got a bunch of snow and
somebody even
had a tree collapse on their house.
Oh, shit.
In Oregon.
Royco's on the job. No, I had a tree collapse on my house earlier this year, and they chopped the tree down, so I have no trees around my house anymore. I think I'm safe. And we don't get snow here. We're in a weird valley bubble thing. Nothing exciting ever happens around here. We don't get tornadoes or anything cool. Just rain all the time, nonstop. It's raining right now.
Hey, Brad. It's Fag TV.
Hey, Fag TV.
I wanted to apologize to everybody about my last voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
It was inappropriate and it was rude to everyone. So yeah, I just wanted to apologize to absolutely nobody.
All right, thanks, Jag TV.
Fuck.
It was a great voicemail, and I don't think anyone knows what you're referring to because I probably haven't even played your last voicemail yet, and I don't see it here on this page anyway. So maybe it's from a while back. I'm a little behind on voicemails for some reason.
Hello.
Hello.
High school graduate here.
Oh, hey.
Long time Katy Perry fan.
Fancy you.
Fourth time caller. I've heard some bad rumors about her upcoming album.
Oh, no.
And I might kick her out of my life if the rumors are true.
That's crazy talk. Come on.
Cactus, cactus.
Katy Perry can do no wrong. She even put Kenny G in one of her videos, and it was still awesome.
Hey, Brad. I bought your book on Kindle.
Yay.
And I love it.
Aw.
But the only problem is My preferred way to consume media is written media is through audiobooks, and there's no audiobook version. I looked. So why don't you make an audiobook version of your book?
Yeah, why don't I? I should do that.
That would be great. That's my suggestion, because I would like to listen to your book.
Because you're lazy.
That's it.
Because you don't know how to read. Bye. You're like a hobo. Hobos never know how to read. But yeah, years ago, I was trying to get everyone else to record the chapters for me for an audio version of the book, and a few chapters were sent in, which you can find on the PLA Media Pack, I think. But you're right, I should just go through and record all of the missing chapters myself. And I'll just throw in those other chapters by other people for a little bit of variety. I'm going to write that down on a post-it here, right under Fix My Tune-In. Make audio book. That'll be one of my things I've got to do today, after I fix Tune-In.
Mr. Carter, this is Jim Bob, the Impaler. Hey. Hey, I wanted to thank you for the package you sent my way. I appreciate that, man. The book is just outstanding so far.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's a page-turner.
Thank you.
Hang in there. Later.
Don't you wish there was an audiobook version, though? Wouldn't that be great? By the way, if you don't know what anyone's talking about here with this book thing, there is a book about the Phone Losers of America. It's a piece of crap. I don't know why these people are saying it's good. It's not good. It's just a bunch of ramblings. It's a bunch of website posts from the 90s, basically, put into book form. It's basically another one of my crazy money-making schemes that nobody seems to have caught on to yet. But that's awesome that you guys are enjoying the book. I appreciate the kind words about it. And if any of you want to get a book, it's phonelosers.org/book, or just search for Phone Losers of America on Amazon.com. I have instructed Amazon to send books only by Amazon drone delivery. So if you're home when the book arrives, you'll get to see a flying robot come into your window. You know, open up the window by itself, pick the locks, open it up, and it'll set the book down lovingly on the bed, on your pillow. It'll put a mint next to it and everything. It's really amazing. And if you want to see this miracle of technology, all you have to do is order the PLA book on Amazon.com. Don't order it from me. If you order it from me, you won't get it through the drone delivery, and that'll suck.
Hi, Brad. This is Olga.
Hey, Olga.
How you getting on?
All right. Bye, Olga.
I've got an idea.
I'm sick Brad. Of Olga's calls, you guys, so I'm just going to hang up on this voicemail, mostly because I feel Olga's already called in earlier.
Hello,
today.
Brad.
Hey.
My name is Brad also.
Oh, that's no good. We've already got two Brads on this show. We can't have a third. I'm sorry. You're going to have to go.
I'm telling you and want you to know that I am in support of you. I have bought me a cactus costume from head to toe. Head costume. I look like big cactus. I am going to walk across the country raising awareness for you and your show.
That's nice.
And when I see an FBI, I tell them, do shut the fuck up.
Oh, that's right.
Okay,
you tell them.
I will call you when I start. Okay. I don't know when I start. I still have to put the costume on without poking my little peepee.
Yeah, you don't want
that. So I would have called back and let you know.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. I'm happy about all this. This sounds great. Here's another one from JAG TV. Maybe this will explain what he was talking about earlier.
I love the fucking voicemail. Fucking goddamn voicemail people are so fucking retarded. Every single fucking one of them. Hey, Brad.
Yeah,
you've ever fucking done that shit? Stop. Jesus, fuck. And if y'all are pissed off at me, you can fucking come to my YouTube channel and talk shit to me.
Oh,
Brad will have it in the fucking show notes. This is JAG TV.
This is all just right, a promotional thing. I see how it is.
Fucking idiots.
JAG TV.
Oh!
Don't fall for it, people. Don't look for JAG TV on YouTube. It's the dumbest channel ever.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking me out to dinner.
What was that?
I did some homework. I was brainstorming about how to get more people onto the Snowplow show, and I was thinking about how I discovered it.
It was written in a bathroom wall next to a glory hole, right? That's how most people find me.
Through your insanely popular viral video. So I think that if you want more subscribers,
which
just make a really awesome viral video that gets millions of views.
That's a great idea.
Alright, that was it. So
how did I not think
of
that?
Get on it.
Okay.
Don't dilly-dally.
I won't, I promise.
Save nothing.
I'm going to add that to my list. Fix TuneIn, make an audiobook, and make a viral video. That should be easy. How hard can that be, making a viral video? That's what I need to do. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to make a viral video. In fact, I'm going to go get started on that right now. So I'm going to end the voicemails, and I'm going to get started on my viral video. After I fix TuneIn and make an audiobook, of course. But that is the end of today's show. Thank you very much, Andy, for sponsoring the show today. And thank you once again to Eric for sending me your homeowners association directory. I hope they don't figure out that it was you and kick you out of your neighborhood. But if that does happen, just send me an email. Let me know. I'll send you a free sticker if you get kicked out of your home. You know, I don't want you to have to walk away empty-handed if something like that happens. So free PLA sticker on me if I get you kicked out of your neighborhood. You're welcome in advance for that. Thank you for listening, everyone. Make sure you're supporting the show at phonelosers.org/cactus. And here's some music. Here's a Christmas song that I found last year. It's by a guy named Andy Chernoff, and it's called Fuck Christmas. It's kind of like the opposite of the toothpaste for dinner Christmas song.
Fuck Christmas. It's a waste of fucking time. Fuck Santa. He's just out to get your dime. Fuck Holly. Fuck Ivy. And fuck all that mistletoe. White bearded, big fat bastards ringing bells wherever you go. And loaded men in shopping malls, oh, going ho, ho, ho. It's Christmas fucking time again. It's a fucking Disney show. Fuck reindeer and all that fucking snow. Fuck carols, fuck Rudolph and his stupid fucking nose. And fucking sleigh bells tinkling everywhere you fucking go. Fuck stockings, fuck shopping. It drives us all. Go tell the elves to fuck themselves. It's Christmas time again. It's Christmas time again. It's Christmas time again.
Is this call for real?
Of course. Why wouldn't it be real?